I think ZANU-PF we might sail through, especially in those rural constituencies like Cholocho and even Country Park, which has got a lot of people who come from rural areas. But in those who are those constituencies like Mpopo, which are a bit central, they might face some challenges despite that opposition parties that have the stronghold that did not participate. And I'm sure what we're also going to see is a serious voter apathy, because as I'm speaking from Plaue now, there is no sign really that there is election next week. And I'm sure there will be serious voter apathy, a thing that will embarrass ZANU-PF.
Why do you think there will be some kind of apathy there?
I think people are just fed up because they know that whatever MTC did, it gave ZANU-PF an opportunity to say, we are back, we have won Plaue. And the way ZANU-PF has structured its campaign content, I think it's also giving people a problem, because ZANU-PF's campaign content indicates that we are what we are because we have not been part of ZANU-PF, which means if you vote for another party, you are considered not part of Zimbabwe, a thing which I think has affected people's appetite to participate in this important democratic process, because it shows that if you don't vote for ZANU, you are considered a non-Zimbabwean, and this is not going down very well with the people.
Now, we are told that ZAPU is actually making some inroads in the city of Kings and Queens. Is that the case?
Yeah, I've seen them. They are the most visible institution. But with the Zika that they were supposed to put, the pressure that they were supposed to put, I think maybe the resource constraints have affected them. If they had been well-resourced and campaigning heavily, like what we used to see with these other opposition parties that were well-resourced, I think they were going to do better. But in terms of visibility, yes, they are more visible than any other institution that is contesting for these elections.